We've got a good haunch of venison here.
And what's in the marinade?
Half red wine vinegar. Mm-hmm. Half red wine. Mm-hmm. Can be quite cheap. Doesn't have to be an expensive red
oh,
wine.
Oh, no, we always... Know? We're the Keith Floyd school. You can't cook with wine you wouldn't drink.
Juniper berries.
Yes. Perfect accompaniment with venison. Love it.
Black pepper, star anise, blade mace, and
bay leaves,
and also little shreds of peel from an orange.
Historically, the reason that it was like that is it softened the meat.
It absolutely tenderised it
and opened the grain of venison, because venison can be kind of quite tough if you don't marinate it.
Absolutely. So let's just get it out. And what I've done just here is I've lain some... pieces of string across.
What's your string? Lovely.
The meat's not fat. We need to lard it. Mm-hmm. And we can do that simply by laying some strips of bacon across.
Now, that's a really old-fashioned term that you've just used there, Susan.
Yeah.
Lard it. Yes. We need to lard it.
We could use a larding needle, couldn't you? Yeah. Well, this works really well. Also, it makes for a nice presentation,
It looks pretty, and also, when it's cooked, you can serve it just along
on
with
its
meat.
Side.
We should eat more venison because there is so many deer in this country now, and it's great meat, it's very healthy, low in cholesterol, ticks all the boxes, but it's really tasty.
Yeah. Let's just give it some fat from the meat underneath. Again, it's just to lard it, and we put the meat on top. So, no oil, no fat, except what we do now is we pour in just a little of the marinade.
Going to make great gravy.
That is going to make brilliant gravy.
The saddle venison gets 30 minutes uncovered in a high oven,
followed by a splash of port in the pan and a good basting.
And then another hour covered with foil at a lower temperature.
With the noble meat in the oven, it's time for the king of fish and another Rothschild family favourite, turbot with prawn sauce.